The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
The loud sounds excluded. So the theme that we talked about, that I presented for us to experiment with today, was embracing whatever arises in the present moment. Allowing, relaxing, softening into whatever arises. Another word for that embracing is also acceptance, a word that is heard a lot and used a lot in Buddhism, and having an attitude of acceptance. But to keep in mind that the acceptance is not a resigned acceptance. It's not a giving up. It's not like I have to accept, but it's really an embracing. It's an open acceptance of what is, of reality is showing up in this way in my sphere of experience. Things are like this. It's like this. So there's a sense of joy. There's a sense of ease in the acceptance, instead of either resisting or feeling cornered or made small by whatever arises. It's like this. Could be pain, could be anger, it's like this. Also, this sense of acceptance or embracing could be regarding the attitude that we have about whatever comes up. For example, you sit down to meditate and you realize that you're sleepy. Oh, I hate this, I shouldn't be sleepy, I came here to meditate this morning. Well, again, embracing whatever arising in this moment would be embracing sleepiness. Okay, I'm sleepy. Sleepiness is like this. Let me have curiosity about what sleepiness is like. Maybe I can learn about what my mind does, what the body does, what happens when there is sleepiness. Is there something under sleepiness that's being hidden? So there are a lot of explorations one can have with the sense of embracing whatever arises in the present moment. Can also show up in the way one practices. For example, if your anchor, say, is your breath within the body, and then, say, a sound comes up. The sound now is the new object in the sphere of attention. Accepting that, embracing that sound. Okay, the sound is like this. Oh, unpleasant, there could be a feeling of unpleasantness coming up with the sound. Oh, unpleasantness is like this, embracing that. Or perhaps there would be aversion. Oh, I don't like the sound of the truck. Oh, aversion is like this. So bringing acceptance to whatever comes up is something that I suggest that we explore this morning. And we probably each had our different ways of exploring this morning and different things that came up. So I'd like to invite you to, if you would share, what happened when you were exploring this topic this morning. We have a microphone. Did I see a hand back there? Did anyone explore this theme this morning? Yes, of course.
I didn't encounter it in negative situations, but more pleasant thoughts.
Great.
And I was able to sort of grab onto the feeling rather than just follow the content. And of course, naturally, it was pleasant fantasies. And rather than just pursuing the fantasy, I was able to sort of grasp the feelings and be with them in my body.
Yeah. Great. So embracing the feeling of sukha, pleasantness that was coming up in the body, associated with the pleasant talk, with the pleasant thoughts, and just embracing that. Oh, this is pleasant. Pleasantness is like this, right? Great. Thank you. And also, especially thank you for bringing up that, of course, we can embrace the positive and not just the negative. My examples are all negative because it's usually harder to embrace the negative. But it's so important to also embrace the positive, because by embracing the positive, we actually help it grow. We help it grow in our heart mind. And also, if you think about neuropsychology, we help the neuronal pathways to strengthen when we bring attention to them. So if you bring attention to the pleasant feelings, we actually help them grow and the grooves to be deepened. So thank you for that. Other explorations? This is your chance to share your wisdom with everyone else. Don't be shy. There's so much wisdom in this room.
Thank you. I wasn't able to come to much of a resolution, but I was also having, positive, dreams and stuff like that. And then what I was noticing coming up was a balance between, possibly taking those actions versus spiritual principles, and feeling like a tornness between it, and like I couldn't come to a resolution on necessarily what I was going to do, but I felt that caught upness that I was just there, and then I noticed some aversion to that, where it's like, well, I should know what to do here, but more so just realizing the caught upness and just trying to let it go, but realizing it's not going as fast as I want it to go, but.
Yeah. Yeah, so embracing that you were caught up. It's like this to be caught up. It's like this to be confused. It's like this for things not to go away as quickly as I want them. It's like this. This is the truth of the moment. So accepting that, and in that accepting, in that embracing, there could be a release. A letting go of the tension, of the tightness. Yeah. Thank you. Any other thoughts?
Thank you. As we talked about, I had a ton of fear come up, but I was realizing that it was kind of the first thing that's always coming up, but I was resisting it because I didn't want to deal with fear every single time. But I'm noticing, and like what you're saying, by having aversion to it coming up, I get caught up in this web and kind of get boggled down by it. And by starting to acknowledge it and identify it, it's kind of taking away some of its power slowly but surely. But I didn't get all the way with it, but just starting it has been nice.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Especially when we're caught in difficult cycles, as you're pointing out, the embracing allows us to have a stepping stone to move beyond, above and beyond. If we continue to say, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it, and we're stuck in that, then there is no place to go because we're stuck in a tightness, in a sense, in this aversion, and there is no place to go. We're just stuck in that. Our vision becomes tunneled. We're stuck in that aversion. It's like a little prison we can't get out of. When we actually accept or embrace the the not liking or the aversion. Okay, I'm aversive. I don't like it. And not liking is like this. It just releases. It gives us a place to stand, a stepping stone into a resolution, into going to the next step. Okay, I don't like it. I'm feeling aversive. I'm feeling tired. Okay, I embrace it. This is the reality of the moment. Okay, what next? Then you can have a what next. Otherwise, one would be stuck in that loop of, I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. So any other last thoughts from anyone? I have a minute left. Going once, going twice, gone. Okay, well, so I hope this has been a fruitful reflection for you this morning, and I know that for me, it's realizing that there's bringing mindfulness to what needs to be embraced is also another step. Of course, is the preconditioned step before accepting. But anyway, it's been nice practicing with you this morning, and.